From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Anthony Scaramucci, a former hedge fund manager, is the new White House communication chief. And Sean Spicer, the press secretary and acting communications director, has resigned. Sarah Huckabee Sanders was immediately named by Scaramucci as Spicer's successor. President Trump's legal advisors are said to be looking into possible conflicts of interest within special counsel Robert Mueller's investigative team that they could use to discredit Mueller's inquiry into Russian election meddling. VOA White House correspondent Peter Heinlein has the story.
The New York Times reports Trump aides are conducting wide-ranging checks into the professional and political ties of the team Mueller has assembled for his Russia probe. The checks are said to be in preparation for what is described as a looming showdown between the president and Mueller. The Trump team is said to be scrutinizing everything from donations to Democratic Party candidates by investigators to the personal relationship between Mueller and former FBI Chief James Comey, whom Trump fired. A member of Trump's outside legal team, Jay Sekulow, said the lawyers will consistently evaluate the issue of conflicts and raise them in the appropriate venue, even complaining to Mueller directly if needed. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, The White House.
The Washington Post is reporting that Russia's ambassador to the U.S. told his supervisors in Moscow that he discussed campaign-related matters with Attorney General Jeff Sessions last year during the presidential election season. That's contrary to what Sessions has said. The Post quoted the current and former U.S. officials in its story, which said U.S. intelligence agents intercepted communications from Ambassador Sergei Kislyak to his superiors about the meetings. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson held meetings in Washington with his counterpart from Oman to discuss, among other issues, the diplomatic standoff between the Arab nations and Qatar. Last week, Tillerson was in Qatar, where he signed a memorandum in which the U.S. and Doha agreed to address many of the terrorism-related concerns that Qatar's Arab neighbors have expressed. Tillerson talked about progress the country has been making.
Well, I think as a follow-on to our trip over there last week, there has been some, I think, positive movement. The Qataris have continued to move forward on the MOU that the U.S. and Qatar entered into to address many of the terrorism, terror financing, counterterrorism concerns that people have, and they have been very aggressive in implementing that agreement. So I think we're satisfied with the effort they're putting forth.
A U.S. counterinsurgency airstrike has mistakenly killed at least 15 Afghan security forces, confirmed an Afghan Defense Ministry spokesman Saturday. The deadly strike came after a Taliban suicide car bomb attack destroyed the same post just before the insurgents carried out their assault. Taliban sources, meanwhile, claim that one of the three bombers who carried out the suicide attack was the son of a fugitive chief of the Islamist insurgency. The Republican push to craft a health care bill to replace the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, hit another stumbling block Friday. The Senate parliamentarian is reported to have decided Republicans would need 60 votes to keep anti-abortion provisions in the bill. Republicans have a 52-48 Senate majority. It is highly unlikely that Democrats would vote to retain provisions that would block women's ability to receive abortions. It is unlikely that some Republicans would support the bill without the anti-abortion restrictions. Senate Democrats also report that they said 60 votes would be needed for a provision providing Medicaid savings for upstate New York counties. An al-Qaeda suspect accused of supporting terrorists made his first court appearance in a U.S. federal court in Philadelphia Friday following extradition from Spain. Ali Sharaf Damash was indicted in 2011 in the Eastern District of Pennsylvania on charges that he aided terrorism, including a plan to kill a Swedish artist who depicted the Prophet Muhammad as a dog. Authorities believe he conspired with American woman Colleen LaRose. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.